Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise mature sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a good God.
He's a good God.
And we are privileged to be in His presence.
Yeah.
This morning I want to speak to you about why I must come to church. Why I must come to church.
Sorry.
For about 4 Sundays, I will talk about why I must belong to a local church, attend regularly, and deeply be involved. But this morning, I'm talking under that topic, why I must come to church. How many of you believe that going to church is a good thing? You know, King David, the greatest king ever, made a declaration and said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Why did he say that? Let's take our seats gloriously and let's quickly run through this. I will be very surprised if I can exhaust my points, because I have many reasons why I must come to church. So, Father, we want to thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Anoint me, Lord, and give me the spirit of the fear of God, that I may communicate your word as it's supposed to. Bless my hearers. Bless them by the power of the word. I pray that anything that is none of you, let it be destroyed and be crushed in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your peace rest upon everyone here, even in Jesus' name. If you are truly a believer, when we pray, respond amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Deuteronomy 31, the verse number 12 to 13. He said, gather the people together. Lord, I have done my best. They are all gathered here. Men, are men here?
Yeah.
Women, are women here?
A man so wahana.
And children, they are also in their place. So God is telling us that we should bring men fellowship, the women fellowship, the children department. We should bring everybody together. I'm not the one that the title of the book I have ever written is Dangers of Wrong Marriage. Dangers of Wrong Marriage. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you don't have a copy of the book, maybe we trust God that we will revise it and reprint it so that you can have it. That book went like bushfire. It got finished just a short while. Less than 2 months, everything was gone from the day of lunch. One day, I was told that a pastor was preaching with it in his church. It was humbling. So I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. The Bible was written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So whatever we are saying here is telling us what God wants to see us do. And I don't really care what you think, but you see, you must think how the Bible, I mean, what the Bible is saying. Now, this is what the Bible is saying. He said, gather the people together, men, women, children, and all thy stranger, that is within thy gates. So there could be some people here, they are coming here for the first time, they are visitors to this church. God is instructing us that we should bring a lot of visitors around, we should bring strangers, people we are not familiar with. So it means that it is a very important requirement that when you are coming to church, somebody you don't know must follow you to church. Do you understand English? Do you understand English? So you understand stranger. So stranger is somebody who is not regularly, I mean, on a regularly part of you. He's not part of you. He or she. A stranger can be somebody passing on the street and say, "Sister Pacho, me invite you."
I'm inviting you to church.
A stranger can be somebody who, one day somebody was talking to me. I said, "How did you meet your wife?" He said, "It was a wrong line. Wrong line." He called me and it was a wrong line. And from there we started talking. And here we are. If wrong line can become a permanent something, then a stranger can become a good church member. What do you think?
Yeah.
So the Bible says we should gather strangers that are within Akemoda, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. So the Bible is telling us that we should go out there, invite everybody, and make sure that we are inviting them, that they will hear the word of God that we have, so that they will fear the God we have believed, and then they will love him, and then they will walk according to his commands. Is it not a powerful scripture? The verse number 13. And that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God. As long as you live in the land Akemoda, either you go over Jordan to possess it. Before you travel to abroad, make sure you have brought a stranger to church. Before your next promotion, make sure because of you, somebody is in church. For what reason? To get married to the person? No. That they may know your God. And they will fear your God. They will learn. Their children will learn. If I'm bringing somebody to church and his children is also coming to church, then what it means is that God is telling you that invite a family. So you can invite an individual, but God is also expecting you to invite a family. That you are coming to church and a brother is following you, and the wife and the beautiful baby in there, they are all coming to church. Look at Nanama. Nanama is in church. Where is your husband? Sorry. He's in the house. Wow. Oh, the Lord will do it. Amen. The children are here. Following. I'm here. My wife is here. My children are here. Mr. Hansen is here. The wife is here. The child is coming. Everyone is here. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's coming. Yeah. He's coming. Somebody asked me, I told somebody, I said, the baby in your womb is a boy. He said, I don't know, as I'm telling you, I know.
He said,
hey, daddy.
No, see, hey, daddy.
This morning, he sent me a test. He said, I went to scan. They said, it's a boy.
And no pain no catch me. He said, oh, scan. He said, oh,
may God give your heart desire. So invite somebody to church. The Bible is requesting us to invite somebody. Can you invite somebody to church without you yourself coming to church? You lead people to church. When I got born again, you see some of you, you are signboards. A signboard will show you a direction, but it will never go there.
If you need a church,
they must go. One day, I asked GPS. In a car. I'm going so, so, and so.
He said,
turn left.
Turn
right. Go straight. 2 kilometers.
2 kilometers.
Turn right. Before I realized, I was going into the bush. I said, this place, there's no road. He said, continue 1 kilometer. I said, in this bush. Some of you, you don't know road. You don't know road. So you can't show anybody anywhere. So the Bible is telling us that we should invite families. Then he said that we should do that. He said, as long as you live in the land within ye, go over Jordan to possess it. Some of you, before you get, look, your invitation, your ability to help people to come to church will be the reason why God will help you to be promoted in this life. You see, you couldn't say amen because you know you have not started doing that. What I'm saying is that some of you are looking for
admission
to the university. You will receive it because you are working effectively, inviting people, letting people know the Lord. One day, when I was about to go to secondary school, my only desire was to go to Achimota school. So those days, they asked us to choose 3 schools. First choice, I said Achimota. Second choice, I said Achimota. Third choice, I said Achimota. My headmistress said that you are sick. So she didn't even write the first, the second, no, the third for me. She said, go and bring your mother. My mother came. She said, this is what your son is saying. He said he wants Achimota.
Achimota.
If he doesn't get one, it means he can't go to school. Then I told the headmistress, I said, headmistress, if you give me any other school, you pay my fees.
And I'm catch a headmistress. And he said, wouldn't you not the school food from mommy? I'll be cheer me school fee.
Right, Achimota, Achimota, Achimota.
Oh, dear, try Achimota, Nessa.
They said, we don't do it like
that.
And you must take all the 3 schools in the same region.
Now, baby,
our time, that was how it was.
I was saying, school, no.
So I took Achimota, I took Accra, I almost said Accra Girls. I took Accra, is it Accra High or Accra Academy and Accra High or something, yeah. And I don't even remember because they were not my focus. Now, do you know what happened? When the admission came and I've had my Achimota in about the morning, I was about to pack my things and go to school. As usual, I woke up in the morning and I was having my quiet time. It was an everyday thing. Every day, I do my quiet time before I talk to anybody. I wasn't a pastor, so don't look at me strange. I was as young as Frank. And I was having my quiet time. When I opened the Bible to read, I remember the scripture was around Exodus. The scripture I read, he said, as I am sending you to this new place. He said, I am sending you as my apostle. To perfectly represent me. Be bold and of good courage. Speak my word. Speak my word. I will be with you. And as I was reading, it was like somebody was talking to me. So the moment I saw the apostle, I know there should not be apostle in the Old Testament. So I closed the Bible like this and I was thinking. And I meditated on all that the scripture was saying. You know what happened? After like 10 minutes. I opened the Bible again to read the thing. And I couldn't find the scripture I read. Where I read it. So when I went to school, when people were, they went for classroom work. Me, I went for something else. Why? Because even after my BC examination, I was doing hospital ministry. There was not a single day I went to church that I didn't take people with me to church. I was always taking people to church. Every Sunday morning I preach in the hospital ward if I go to church. I was preaching in JSSs. I prayed 3 hours every day from morning till afternoon.
Don't shoot me and say,
every day, not you come and meet me lying on the floor. 3 hours.
Don't shoot me and say,
so God opened that atmosphere door for me because he wanted me to go and do something. And when I got there, I know when I get to heaven, I will confirm, but I am sure I didn't disappoint him.
And until Yami Biesa Achimota Pony, my son said, now on him semi qua, may you need Juman, I do or so and so. May who send men dinner?
Many of you, your visas have been bounced because you are doing nothing for God. You are not inviting people to church. Your promotions are not coming. A son of mine called me.
My brother may be friend me.
He wants to do his master's abroad.
Okay, so you need master's.
He has tried 1, 2, 3. It was not working.
So
he called me from Kumasi.
I want to frame me free Kumasi.
And then I told him. I said, if you can make your mind that you are going out of Ghana,
say we free Ghana
as a missionary, God will open a door for you. Then I told him, try Germany.
Say,
I just said, try
Germany.
So he took the topmost university in Germany.
And until offer school pon a different power
is
Germany.
Not easy to get.
Enough from someone.
And then he applied.
And now two one among
has been given admission with scholarship.
Yaman admission a scholarship.
And last month he was invited for his visa interview to take his visa interview. And travel out.
But so me a train move so.
I told him, I said, governor, don't forget. When he was going for the interview, he called me. I said, daddy, please, I'm going. I want you to pray with me. I said, I'm not going to pray. I want to remind you of your assignment. If it will be in your mind, then it will be said of you that you are going in. The Bible says, go into the world and preach the gospel in Jerusalem, in Judea, and the outermost part. I said, governor, if you have finished Jerusalem and you have finished Judea, you have preached in Akimoda, you have done Kumasi, listen to me, you are going to the outermost part. The door will be open.
Why you can't
feel like you are sick?
Like
so you must understand.
This thing.
I watched a movie by Mount Zion. And I learned a lot. Mount Zion is a ministry that produces a lot of only Christian movies, and their movie has been a ministry to me, a ministration to me. Delivered me. I remember the title, I can never forget, The Perilous Time. It's an old movie that saved me and saved my youth full time. But there was this movie where God gave two Christians were praying for job opportunity. And God opened a door for both of them. And then one of them knelt down and thanked God. Started celebrating the Lord. And told God that he will not disappoint him when he gets there. He is perfectly going to represent him. He will make sure he preaches the word of God when he enters the company. And the other one was just thanking God, celebrating God. Was happy. And said, he was now planning his first salary. What is going to do? The distance between where he stays and he has to get a car. This company, it was an oil company. God says, okay.
I want to
say,
yo, Mate.
Then they went for the interview.
And I want you to interview.
The guy that was planning big things, want to buy a car, not thinking anything kingdom. Got to the interview. His qualifications were higher than the one who was thinking about how to represent Jesus in the company. And that was his seventh interview. They didn't give him the job opportunity. But you know something? The requirement was actually perfect for him to
ticket.
They didn't give him. But when the other guy who had a lesser qualification went in, one of the panelists said, there is something about you, but I feel like I should give you the job. So afterwards, they asked him, after the interview, they asked the guy, do you have a question for us? He said, no, I only want to pray for you. Then they looked at each other like they have never seen some before. So they said, okay, pray. Then he started praying. And whilst he was praying, he was prophesying through the prayer. The lady that said, there is something about you, had been married for some time and there was no fruit of the womb. And this guy was praying and declaring, none of you shall be barren. You shall be fruitful. The work of your hands shall multiply. The moment he started praying that prayer, tears started coming from the eyes of the lady. Not knowing she was the senior human resource director. So there she made her mind.
So when they went, the
lady told the other panelists, she said, they wouldn't discuss this. That guy has it. So the other guy went home and was disappointed after he was not called. He was an intercessor of his church. So he decided he's going to serve God again. Seven times have I gone for interview. And I was not given the opportunity. This whole thing, this whole Christianity is a scam. And then a man walked to him one morning. It was Jesus himself. But he went to him as a man. And knocked his door. And told him he came to visit him. And sat him down. And then he started talking to him. One of the things he said to the guy, I can never forget. He says, When I open doors for you,
and so she said, me be a poma war.
I open doors for kingdom expansion.
Me be a pono senior ahinye no benyan tremu.
He said, when I promote you,
send me bo wabaswa.
It is not just a promotion. I am sending you. If you can have this thing in your mind, he said, that is when heaven will be interested in sending you out to places. I sat down. He said, when you had the opportunity, you spoke about the cars you were going to buy. You called your fiancé and told her about the date you are going to marry the moment you get a job. You never thought about playing in your
fight.
You didn't even talk about that. Hey! You are thinking about cars.
And I will drink car.
Then you see that the promotion of God, it is attached to kingdom advancement. So anybody who is not ready to advance the kingdom of God, heaven has no business with you. Some of you may be praying, God, give me a car, give me a car. It's not coming. But the day you may be thinking about Lord, if I would have a car, Sunday mornings, I will be a champion of follow up. I will be moving around and gathering people to church. Some of you, when you get it, small Corolla, me and my wife, my wife and I, my husband and I, how would God promote you? God does not promote foolishness and selfishness. The kingdom is too big for small thinking. Yes, you must understand it. So he said that by the time you bring these families in, he said, I'll open door for you. You cross over Jordan and you go to the
promised land.
Psalm 84, the verse number 2-10. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. David is saying that if I don't come to church,
David said,
it's like my soul is fainting. I start backsliding. I begin to get unhappy.
I am a ninja.
They said, my heart, that is my spirit, and my flesh crying out for the living God. Let's jump to the verse number 10. The same scripture, verse number 10, quickly. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. A day in thy court is better than a thousand. You see, this is how the tree will say it. But this is how the English says it. It's a close open statement. A day in thy court. He didn't say it's better than a thousand days. He said it's better than a thousand. What thousand? It could be days. It could be thousand women. It could be thousand money. It could be thousand jobs. It could be thousand contracts. It could be thousand anything. A day in thy court is better than what? A thousand.
So one
day,
you see,
when you take the house of God that Moses built, there were three chambers. There was the outer court, there was the holy place, and there was the holiest of holies. Everybody can be at the outer court, but not everybody can be at the holy place. And the holiest of holies, it takes only one person to be there. And David said,
David,
I will enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. A sinner can be at the court. A holy person can be at the court. A pastor can be at the court. Everybody can be at the court. It is at the court that the basin, the washing basin is found. It is at the court. That thing represents the mercies of God. The Bible says that a day in that court, you have not even entered. A day in that court is better. It may be good to be at a party. It may be good to be at cafe on Sunday. It may be good to be at your fiancé's house. It may be good to follow a contract on Sunday. It may be good to. But the Bible says there is something that is better. To be at the court. 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 Why? Because the message of God is available there. The message of God. The message of God. So he said, it is better.
And what you say,
than a thousand.
And sing a pen.
Why did you two come to church?
Sorry.
Oh, daddy.
What
be contract, pana? Contract, this is pressure. Was so.
It's no one to teach us
a
name from.
A day.
Daco.
In the court is better than that contract.
Hey, yes, since
I had rather be a doorkeeper. This is what David is saying. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So,
I need nothing. God, I want nothing.
Would your mommy watch my keke?
You give me. Me
what my crowd will feel.
I want to be a security in your house.
On Henry David, Eka.
That's what the king David is saying.
He's putting his kingdom, his kingship somewhere. And desiring. Some of you will never love to be ushers in the house of God. Some of you will never love to clean the house of God. Some of you will never love to sing in the house of God. Some of you will never love to pray or play or do anything in the house of God. But the Bible says, I desire to be the watchman than to sit at the banquet there,
chairman.
Wow. This is why I'm here this morning. To tell you why it is a good thing to be in the house of God. To come to church every day. Why do I have to come to church every day? You don't have any reason. No. Some of you think that when you come to church, you're coming for pastor. That is one of the attitude of the people of this town.
You come to my church.
It's like they are doing you a favor.
I say,
don't think like that. Number one reason why I must come to church. We have to be very fast because I have plenty. It is a way of showing or declaring our love for the Lord. A way of declaring our love for God. When you come to church, you are telling God, I love you, Lord. When you come to church, you are telling God,
I will love you with all my heart.
You are loving the Lord. You are telling him you love him. You are telling the Lord that you love him. It is where we gather together to publicly acknowledge our faith and trust in God.
Why?
Because we always love to appear where our lover is. Can you imagine that you are going out with someone? You are dating somebody. And the person tells you, shall you meet me at social and show place?
Oh, shame,
at 7 a.m.
Ano panon so?
And he said, "Me there. I'm tired.
I'm
washing my things.
Sin me near man.
All my things are dirty. I can't come.
Me to me, ma. Hey. Hey.
I try to.
Someone said, God,
oh,
the
following day, meet me here. You cry, you write that every day, meet me. I can't come.
Hey. That one too.
Third one.
Write it down.
Meet me.
She
said, you won't come again. And yet you hear it, that man you be she our altar and enemy wedding. If you come meet me at that place, we will never meet here.
How come
that? You see, sometimes where your lover is, even when he has not called, he wants to be there. Jesus is our lover.
Yes, we are only in doubtful.
Jesus is our lover.
Yes, we are in doubtful.
When we come to church,
see about, so
we have come to where our lover is.
Yeah, but we are in doubtful.
There are many of you as you are the reason why you have not stopped church. You see, some of you have been hurt by some people, even by me. The reason why you have not stopped church is because your fiancé is here. Your fiancé is here.
Sorry, sir, say ni pana woni ni babe ware no wa.
That is why it's good to always have a fiancé in church. It's good to marry ourselves. I say it's good to what? You don't want to talk about it. I say it's good to do what? It's good.
Yeah.
I married her. She was in my camp and I married her. Sometimes it stabilizes you at the place you must be. Your husband go ball.
And
I said, my pastor can't.
I'm unhappy with what the pastor said.
The pastor came,
I'm not going to church again. I saw nothing wrong with what the pastor said, so I am not stopping.
I am the head of the family.
If you go,
because my wife is not going, it becomes difficult for you to go. But
the moment your wife said that,
me too, let's go.
It's very easy.
It's very easy. So there are many people. Many of you are here. If I should say, raise up your hands, you'll be surprised. You are still around there because somebody you like, not because he's your fiancé, but your friend. Because your friend is still around, that is why you are still around. Oh yes, I'm telling you the truth. That's why I'm still here, because you have gone long time. So many a times we go where our lover is. So coming to church, you are telling Jesus, I love you. So I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be with you. Matthew 10, the verse number 32. To 33. Maybe probably from the NLT. If you have NLT, give it to me in NLT. Matthew 10, the verse number 32 to 33. Let's be quick with that. He said, everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. So coming to church is a public declaration of where you belong.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? When you carry your Bible and you said, I'm going to church, you don't need to tell anybody who you are. You are declaring to the whole world, I belong to Jesus. Whether you are born again or you're not born again, if you carry your Bible and come to church, it means that you are telling people you believe in Jesus. Why do you need to go to the mosque on Friday? Because you don't believe in Muhammad. But when you carry your Bible and you come to church on Sunday, you are saying, Jesus, I believe you. And because you did that, Jesus also,
yes,
becomes proud of you, and the Bible says he also will acknowledge you before the Father. As you are going, something happens to you, he'll tell the Father, look at this guy is proud of me. Not only that, in the book of Luke, he said, I will declare you before the angels also.
Luke, a woman in Soka, or say, me pemu aka.
That is Luke 12, the verse number 8. He said, I will declare you. Because you're not ashamed. When we come to church, we are not alone here. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, many, sometimes thousands. And your church shall become 1,000.
Amen.
I say your church shall become 1,000.
Amen.
And when we gather like this,
say yeshem,
the moment somebody sees you here,
obinye hu wa
hape, woswaba,
you also here.
Look, you'll be very surprised that when somebody sees you here,
Ebe, say, obi hu wa
on Monday, if he sees you in town,
Echwada, oh, hu wa kromua.
Friday, your name was Sammy Toto.
Friday near first, Sammy Toto.
Sammy Toto.
Sammy Toto.
Yeah, yeah.
Sammy so, yeah,
Toto.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sammy
yeah.
Toto. No one just so yeah, yeah.
But after Sunday,
Nesu Kwesiade,
this brother saw Sammy Toto.
I brought here who saw you, Sammy Toto.
And Sammy Toto was worshiping the Lord, praising God.
And Sammy Toto, and sorry, Nami Yina.
And then on Monday, this sister met you.
And I Echuada on your bay Shiaho.
The way he miss you, do you know? You won't say Sammy Toto. He doesn't know you are Sammy Toto.
Oh, can Sammy Toto say so?
Hello, brother. You are blessed.
Hello, brother. Why are you sure?
And you realize that even his approach towards you is Christian. Because he sees you as a what? As a Christian. Why? Because Sunday he saw you were in church.
Sorry. Hallelujah.
I'm preaching the Bible.
It's
in the Bible. I'm not the one talking. It's in the Bible. Oh, Brother Douglas.
Brother Douglas.
Meanwhile, before Sunday, his name was Mahogany. Mahogany. Mahogany.
Your friend Mahogany and son of Oba Asari Kwesiada.
When this guy came to church, come.
I'm right here, but I'm sorry.
Today, look at his shoe.
And then show his shoe.
If I let's go up, I'm going to preach with you. Let's go. Come. Follow me. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
Follow me.
Have you seen this shoe?
Shoe, eh?
Very nice shoe.
Efe.
When he came to church,
Oba, sorry, no.
The kind of shoe this guy was.
Shoe a brandy the buyer.
He was a practicing occult.
Now, oye occult.
And I came to have a program in town.
Now, oye occult.
We are not even started.
Started.
And the fame was everywhere.
Now, eyadia obia.
So according to him.
Now, say,
he was coming, he has been sent to come and cast spell against me. That night was her night of, his night of promotion. So his last assignment he was coming to execute was me. Then he goes for his promotion. I wish I have time for him to tell his story. When he came, he was sitting somewhere. In the immigration church, and I was preaching a simple message, like I'm joking. Afterwards, the power of God hit him. Then he gave his life to Jesus. Today he's a pastor. Now watch something. When he came to church, he had a big shoe, Timberland. Do you know Timberland?
Timberland. Do you know Timberland?
And he had to chalote. Egum, what the chalote?
No, Timberland.
Would it be bishop? On where chalote? Like what chalote? No, chani corner. If you start, would you accept Timberland in them? And no, Gina Sunti. Timberland knows the Asiano has win on the Nino. Who say a siha baby? It when you heel in the shoe. Now say, oh, ba. So now tell my man, he said, oh, yeah. Say, ya. And Papa, the mood too. It's your oba, the nine, say, ya. And then he was a local musician also. And his nickname was Mahogany.
Mahogany.
It was a serious matter. So this is how he came to the altar.
When he sent you Oba Ebe Fire,
and then he came to the town and received Christ. Today, look at the shoe he's wearing. No chalote. This is what coming to church can do to you. It will change you. I said it will change you. The church is a place to declare the name of the Lord to others through testimonies. And then we will jointly praise God. Psalm 22, the verse number 22. The Bible says that I will declare thy name unto my brethren. The word declaring your name unto my brethren means that I will tell of your wonders. I will testify. So you can only share wonderful testimonies in church. May you receive a testimony to share.
Amen.
Now, testimonies are a kind of preaching called faith declaration. Anybody that shares a testimony is ministering unto the brethren. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. If God has done it for you, as you share it, you are boosting the faith of others to be able to believe in God for your own matter. So when we come to church, that is where our testimony matters. So somebody will say, I started praying that if God has done it for our Lady Reverend, I connect my faith to the altar and then the Lord did it for me. Immediately, somebody who never believed in divine connections will now start. And when I came to church, there was a seed sowing. So I decided to partake. And God has done this for me. And somebody who didn't believe in seed sowing can now believe. Coming to church, you have the opportunity to minister. You may not be the pastor, you may not be the bishop, but your testimony, okay, can be a ministration unto the brethren. So the Bible says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Then he said, in the midst of the congregation. So whilst I stand here and the congregation is seated, then I can tell you how I got born again. I can tell you how God saved me from snake bites. I can tell you how God delivered me from accident. I can tell you how God promoted my life. Because the congregation is set. The moment I finish the testimony, you realize that people begin to clap their hands, celebrate God, begin to get happy. He said, will I praise thee with the congregation. So the praises of God now will begin. May God give you a testimony to share. I said, may the Lord give you a testimony to share.
Amen.
If it is a ministration, because God wants to see more of that ministration, he will give you a testimony. I say he will give you a testimony. Receive a testimony in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When we come to church, we receive instruction for the upliftment of our life. We receive instruction for the upliftment of our life. Psalm 134, verse 2. Oh, I will come to church every day. Nothing will take me from church. He said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. It is only in the sanctuary, in the temple, that when we lift up our heads. I think I got a point wrong. It's in instruction. It is in his instruction to lift our hands and praise God at the temple. So when we come to church, we lift our hands to worship the Lord. We praise him.
For you alone is worthy. For you alone is worthy. For you alone is worthy. He is Christ the Lord.
As I was saying, I thought you would lift up your hands. The word of God grooms our culture in Him. Do you understand it? It is not just for hearing. He said, don't be a hearer only, deceiving yourself. He said, in the sanctuary, we will lift our hands and praise Him. So the moment you hear, for you alone, is you should praise the Lord. For you alone is worthy. For you alone is worthy. He is Christ the Lord. Let it groom your culture. The word the coming to church is for edification and fortification. Coming to church is for what? Edification and fortification. You see,
church. I attend church at KMC. Football on Sunday and telling someone you're a member of KMC.
And you think you are strong.
And I also want one thing.
Jesus said that when you pray,
he said
that give us this day our daily bread. In this spiritual walk, every day you need new strength. For new heights, because every new level has a new devil. The old wisdom and strategy cannot work on your new level. This is why we do quiet time. This is why we pray every day. This is why we are always with the presence of God. When you come to church, you get edified. Edification means you get built up. What I'm doing right now to you is I'm building you up. I'm building you up. Blessing you with revelation why you have to be planted in the court of our God. Why?
Come.
Why do you visit the gym every day? To build up. What did he say?
To build up.
So if you want to build up, you go to your mommy watch it?
No, please.
You go to which one?
Gym.
Gym. Spiritually, if you want to build up, come to church. Church is God's gym. One day I was talking to them and said, oh, that's
me. I've not been visiting the gym lately. So the muscle says getting lost.
Wasn't that kind of here? That's right. Ijawum. Yeah, rough baby, we pija watono. But where your friend two demon?
No. You can't cast demons with muscles.
Open the two demon. Come to church.
If you want to come to church.
Because as I'm preaching to you, the Bible says that. You have become sanctified because of the word you have heard.
As I'm preaching right now,
in the realm of the spirit, angels are bathing you with a certain supernatural water from the word of God. Supernatural. It's happening. Whether you like it or not, it's happening. And the blood of Jesus is also working on you. That's another point.
Yes.
And also a point for so you can stay home. Haven't you realized that anybody that is backsliding from church, from his faith, the next thing is to stay away from church? Haven't you realized
it?
So not having interest in church means that your spiritual life is dying.
And what you say when you say we be bad, sorry no. And what you say,
don't don't think of yourself more highly. That's what the Bible
and
says.
And
even Jesus went to church. Yes, and the Bible says that it was his custom.
Now Joseph said, "Ne e yadia da oye."
Even Jesus, Son of God, not here like you and I.
Not here to send me no.
We need to sleep there.
Yeah, dear, was say a dao.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Me catch
you. Pastor, do you know why I don't come to church?
Oh, so food my dekuti ame ma sorry no.
Me need collection.
I don't have a friend.
Me need cash. Me need car.
I don't have money.
Or say silver and gold have I not? But what I have, I give you.
At that time,
you know where they were standing. Peter and John. Do you know where they were standing? They were standing in front of the church gate. And the cripple was sitting there. They were going to the church without money. They had no offering. They had no money. So you may not have money, but it should not stop you from coming to church. You must come. Shout and say, I will come. Yes. You must come.
I was so bad.
So for minister,
so for I have money.
He said,
"Silver and gold have I not."
Peter, or so for Peter. But see,
the apostle Peter said, "Silver and gold have I not, and you are going to church." But I give you what I have in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. So for I don't have dress.
Who
don't have a dress? Did we come to meet you naked?
You must come to church. No,
if
you're a Christian,
so who you're Christian near?
Yesterday we're talking. I was talking with Reverend.
And when I'm in Reverend Ekasa,
I think we're in a group. And we're talking, and he brought a matter. That when he was at tech, and they were traveling for what was that field trip?
And I say now one
about
tech,
five
and
to seven buses
fine.
Moving from Kumasi to the north.
Buses, but yeah, and so
and it was a Friday. They realized that it was 12 o'clock. Bang! Immediately, all the buses stopped. Why? The Muslims in the bus says that they want to pray. They all came out from the car. Meanwhile, there were just a few. Put their mat inside the bus. Listen to me.
Say, N-I-T.
Every spiritual person, listen to me. Every spiritual person has a temple, except he's not serious. Yes. Every spiritual person, Buddhas, they have it. Hare Krishnas, they have it. Muslims, they have it. Every spiritual person. Why do they have it? For fortification. They go there to be empowered again. Have you seen a pastor's ordination on the football park before?
What we say?
It must be done in the house of God.
Yes, sir. Go.
The Bible says. They move from strength to strength. They that appear. In Zion.
What
is Zion?
Zion?
The church.
Zion is there, only assure no.
So as you are sitting here, Jason, it looks like nothing is happening to you.
What
you but you will be surprised that if your eyes get open, the quantum of impact and strength that is happening to you, you have no idea. There are certain sicknesses and diseases. For the father you are in church, they cannot be with you. Pastor, this one is not in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
So for when
in the presence of the Lord, there is what? Liberty. Liberation from what? From demonic oppression. So when you stay home, you have not done well. Some of you have. A lot of explanations. You explain like you are speaking in tongues. It changes nothing. He said, it is better for me to be a watchman in the house of God than to be anywhere else. I have 18 more reasons why you have to be in church. And I will continue the next time I'm led to do that.
Point.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.